You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. I don't know if I can follow after a song like that. I don't think my vocal cords is going to let me get up there. I'm just a little light of mind. That's about all I can do. Amen. Amen. I just want to say thank you this morning for all the faces that I see. And I just thank God that I'm able to see. Amen. I thank God. First, I'd like to thank God for Pastor Twyman. And I thank you, Pastor Twyman. Thank you. I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for God. But I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for Pastor Twyman. Thank you. And thank you, Macedonia. I might not be able to call all by name, but Macedonia, thank you. Thank you. I just, every time I stand, y'all probably can't see, but my knees is clicking together. But I know the Lord is holding me in his hands. He said he got the whole world in his hand, and if he got the whole world in his hands, I know he's holding me. Amen. Amen. If you just give me a second to just pray and thank God. Yes. Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you. Thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. Yes. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you woke me up and you started me on my way. Yes. You gave me the activities of my limbs, Lord Jesus, and I want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, I pray that you hold me in your hands, Heavenly Father. As I stand before your people, Lord Jesus, to preach your word, Heavenly Father, I pray that you move me out of the way, Heavenly Father. Let me speak with clarity, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, let me preach where someone will run saying, what must I do to be saved? Keep me, Lord Jesus. Hold me and don't let me fall, Lord Jesus. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray, amen. I promise I won't be with you long. If you all have your Bibles, I found a very familiar passage. Psalms 34. It's one of my favorite passages. Starting with the first verse to the third. And if you have time, read the whole thing. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I just want to read that first verse one more time. I will bless the Lord at all times. Not sometime, all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Just for a thought I want to leave with you. Giving God a crazy praise. Giving God a crazy praise. The prescription for praise, to praise no matter what happens, no matter what the situation, trust God in every way possible to know the outcome is far greater than your beginning. God only deserves our praise. He expects our praise before, during, after he blesses us. I just want to talk about praising God. That's all I want to do. I just want to talk about praising God. Do you know that praising God is the best thing to do first before anything? Have you ever been in a situation that you felt you was all alone? And you encountered a difficult situation in your life and you didn't know what to do? Like losing a job, losing a loved one close to you, a car accident, just a bad situation. Can you still praise God in the bad times as well as the good times? It's good when things are going good. You got a job, money in your pocket, a car to drive, a house to live in, bills all paid, a nice suit, a pretty dress to wear, food to eat. You're in good health. You're in your right mind. Do you praise God then? Do you praise God when everything is going good? Come on, somebody. Do I have a witness? Do I have a witness this morning? Eyes to see, legs to walk, tongue to talk, food to eat. Now that's something to praise God for. That's why David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And not only are we to give him praise, but he is worthy to be praised. He's due praises because of his glory. He's due praises because of his greatness. He's due praises because of his holiness, his wisdom. He's due praises because of his power. He's due praises because of his goodness, his loving kindness, his mercy. He's due praises because of his salvation and his wonderful works. That's why we give God something so he can get something out of us. Amen. Can I get someone to praise him with me this morning? Can you praise God in the bad times? All David was saying is praise God in the times as well, good times as well as the bad times. The more you praise, him, come on somebody, help me, Jesus. The more you praise, the more you have to praise God for. In the do I have a praiser in the house this morning? All David was saying is that we need to look at God another way. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Is there anybody going to praise him in the bad times as well as the good times? If you can praise him, somebody ought to give him a crazy praise. Do you know that when there is praising power, real power comes? When there is preaching power, when there is shouting power in the midst of worship. Can I tell you about problems? Do you have a minute where I can tell you about problems? I have problems in my life, and I know I'm going to have more problems. Is there somebody besides me that know anything about problems this morning? I don't know about you, but I don't have a way of knowing. Problems have a way of to search them. You don't have to search for problems, because problems gonna come and find you. Do I have a witness? Oh, problems will come to you when you least expecting it. Problems will come your way, and the problems have a way of finding you. As soon as you get rid of one problem, another problem comes up. If it ain't one thing, it's another. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Come on, somebody. I found out that my problems draw me closer to the Lord. I found out that if you keep the Lord as head of your life, you will find out that problems will become the source of your blessing. You will find out that your come on, somebody. Heartaches will become the source of your hallelujah. You go through disgrace to get to dignity, grief to glory, weakness to strength, sadness to joy. Do I have a witness? Yeah. Trials will lead you to victory. You got to understand that praises begin when you understand who God is. Can I say that again? You got to understand that praise begin when you understand who God is. Do anybody know who God is? Let me tell you, if anybody had problems, it was David. David had some problems. There was Goliath. There was Saul. David had adultery. David had incest. David had murder. David had some problems. Though David had one problem after another, that same David proclaimed, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth." David was saying, I'm saying all that I've been through, I will bless the Lord at all times. I don't know about you, but I want to be like David. David said, "I will bless the Lord anyhow, no matter what, anyhow." Anyhow, whatever I'm going through, I'm going to bless him anyhow. In the good times, in the bad times, anyhow. Richer or poor, anyhow. Forsaken or forgotten, anyhow. Food, no food, anyhow. No job, anyhow. Let me tell you something. Trials will lead you to victory. You got to understand who God is. I don't know how it works, but the God I serve specializes in taking your feet out the muck and miry clay. And when I think about how good he's been, it makes me want to magnify him with a crazy praise. Can somebody help me magnify him with a crazy praise? Do you know how to magnify the Lord with a crazy praise? Come on now. David praised him with a crazy praise. David's wife looked through the window and saw him praising God. All he was doing was shouting and singing and praising God for all the things God has done for him. Come on, somebody. I don't know. I just don't know. Do you know that people's lives are changed when God shakes things up? Through praise. I can tell you, let me tell you about two people that can witness and testify and tell you. You can ask Paul and Silas. They sat in prison, shackled and chained, but they kept right on praising God. And God sent an earthquake and shook the chains and broke them. And when you pray and sing, something's got to happen. I said, something's got to happen. You hear me? I can hear my mama walking through the house, singing and praising. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I can hear my mama singing, blessed assurance. Oh, what a foretaste, glory divine. Heirs of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. I can hear my mama singing, oh, it is well. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah. This little light of mine. Yeah. I can hear it singing, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Yeah. I can hear it singing, Jesus paid it all. Yeah. I can hear, Jesus love me. This I know. Yeah. I can hear it singing, do anybody love Jesus? Oh, yes, sir. Oh, I y'all just forgive me, because just thinking about my mama make me want to praise. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to be long, y'all. I'm going home. When I tell you, can anybody help me praise him? Can somebody help me give him a crazy praise? See, when you give God a crazy praise, means to dance. Not just any dance, but a holy dance. Sometimes I can't hold my mule and I gotta let him go and give God a crazy praise. So if you see me shouting, just let me be. Because you just don't know what I've been through, y'all. I had 4 strokes and God still kept me. Come on, y'all. Y'all don't hear me. Not knowing if I would ever walk and talk again. But God kept me. That's the reason why I give him praise, y'all. Oh, forgive me, y'all. You just don't know what I've been through. Not knowing if you ever be able to talk again. Come on, y'all. Can you hear me? Is the mic on? Hello, Walls. This is high as I can lift my arms. But it's just enough to praise him, y'all. Come on, somebody. And if I can't praise him by raising my arms, I can wave my hand. Come on, somebody. He's been good to me, y'all. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about the God that breathed the world into existence. This is the God that created the universe with his words. How do you magnify that? This is the God that set the sun in his sockets and set the moon as queen of the night. How do you magnify that? I'm talking about the God that created the heavens with his fingers, then scooped down and scooped out the valleys with his footsteps. How do you magnify that? This same God manufactured mountains with his will. This God that taught the rivers how to run, brooks how to babble, put green in grass, wet in water, made fire hot, snow cold. I'm talking about the God that taught time how to rotate from night to day and day to night. How do you magnify that? The God that one day took clay and formed man in his hands, loved him into existence, gave him CPR on the banks of time, and blew into him the breath of life. How do you magnify that? Hey, I'm talking about a good God. And when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, it makes me want to praise him. I'm talking about the God that created everything. But when I think about how crazy it is, it's crazy when I think about how Jesus experienced Calvary. Every time I think about it, how he carried his sins on that old rugged cross. When I think about how they put nails in his hands, nails in his feet. Come on, somebody. Every time I think about how they pierced him in his side, how he bled and died. Come on, somebody. How they took him down from that old rugged cross and put him in that tomb. Come on, somebody. He stayed there all day Friday, all day Saturday, but early, 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 early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. Tell me if you can't give God a crazy praise for that. Come on, somebody, help me give him a crazy praise. Praise the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him with his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the psaltery in heart. Praise him with the timbre and dance. Praise him with string instruments. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Can somebody help me praise him? Can somebody say thank you? Say thank you. Thank you that you died for me. Thank you that you bled and died. Thank you for letting them stretch you wide. Thank you. Thank you. every time I think about what he's done for me. I don't care where I'm at. If I'm on my job, I'm going to thank him. If I'm walking down the street, I'm going to thank him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Get somebody praising with me. Come on, y'all. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Hey, yes, sir. Every time I think how David went through it, just make me want to praise him with him. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
I hear you.
Thank you.
I hear you, sir.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.